foul. Brackish and thick, the putrid sludge pulled Fenn deeper in, filling his nose with its awful stench. He flailed, weak, the strength sucked from his arms. Every movement made it worse, and his head pounded in time with his pulse. His chest tightened in panic, both at his critical situation and the suddenness with which he found himself in it. Fenn had no recollection of falling into a bog, or even where he'd been before. Where was he? Gulping down lungfuls of air, he cast his gaze about, looking for anything he could use to get himself out of the swampy mud. Enormous trees surrounded the fetid pool on all sides, their vast canopy throwing the small clearing into shades of mottled green. Weak sunlight filtered through the broad leaves, bathing him in dappled shadow. A few vines trailed down the ancient trunks, thorns protruding from their green flesh. Some reached the edge of the pool, their ends disappearing into the brown-black mud, the closest thing he could reach. He spun in place, squelching as he sunk further in. The mud was up to his waist, and he could hardly feel his legs. Shit! What was this place? How did he get here? He hadn't been in a forest, had he? He couldn't remember. Couldn't think. Questions for later. If he didn't get himself out right now, there wouldn't be a later. Reaching forward, Fenn stretched his arms out, fingertips just grazing the nearest of the vines where they settled on the pool's edge. Sweat rolled down his arms and dampened his clammy hands. He managed to grab one vine between his first two fingers, but it slipped out of his grasp. Fenn groaned with the effort. Bubbles on the surface of the viscous liquid burst, and cold mud slapped against his bare arms, coating them in thick brown ooze. The foul stench made him gag, and he bit down on his instinct to cover his face with his arm. That was only going to make the smell worse. He screwed up his nose, as if that would somehow lessen the intensity of the odor. He sank deeper, the cold now creeping up his lower back. Help! His voice cracked, as if it hadn't been used for some time. Clearing his throat, Fenn called out again. Can anyone hear me? Can someone help? He didn't like how thin and reedy his voice sounded, small against the dark, foreboding forest. A few birds took flight, their fluttering sending feathers down between the green, leaving an eerie stillness to the humid glade. With difficulty, he swallowed and reached for the vine again, this time catching his thumb along one of the long thorns and tearing his flesh open. Withdrawing it with a yelp of pain, he shoved his thumb into his mouth, then immediately spat out bloodied mud and retched. Idiot. Using his shoulder to wipe away the sweat dripping down his temple, he tried to throw himself towards the edge. Cold, wet sludge kept him from taking more than a step and pulled him down more. He squeezed his eyes shut, desperate to hide from the headache that throbbed incessantly at his forehead, and hoped to wake from whatever nightmare his mind had decided to inflict upon him. Hello? Please? Fenn called again, volume rising with panic. There had to be someone nearby. Forests were usually full of people gathering wood, setting traps, picking herbs and flowers. No one replied. Nothing moved, save the few leaves that dropped to the ground in the bird's wake. Stomach sinking, he realized there was no one there. No one coming to help. He had to get out of this himself, otherwise he'd die. Drowning in muddy sludge had never before crossed his mind as a way his life could end, and he had no intention of letting the possibility become a reality. There was nothing for it. Grimacing in anticipation of the coming pain, Fenn threw himself forward with all the strength he could muster and grabbed the closest vine with both hands. His muscles spasmed as he overexerted himself, and he ignored the twinge. Thorns dug into his palms, then his thumbs, as he tightened his grip.